This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. House Speaker Paul Ryan says that next week the President of the United States will be forced to either accept the congressional government funding bill without most Planned Parenthood funding or veto that bill, prepare for a government shutdown, and days later on the 20th explain to the American people in his State of the Union address why he did so. One home of the civil rights movement, Selma, Alabama, is now free of abortion clinics, as at least four groups were key players. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue says it took teamwork to drive abortions out of Selma. Alabama law says any clinic doing more than 8 abortions annually needed to be licensed as such, and it was apparent that before ceasing operations, the Central Alabama Women's Clinic was doing that almost exclusively. This is Life News Radio. At the end of one year and the beginning of another, it's time to support your radio. If you like Life News Radio, if knowing more about the life issue has made a difference for you, or if you simply enjoy the programming of this station, have you taken the time to say thank you? You probably know that your station is one of those stations supported by your contributions, but have you told the station thank you? As we change from one year to the next, it's a great time to support your station. Just be sure to tell them, thanks. The young man who was declared brain dead last January is now defending his father for breaking the law in order to keep him alive. George Pickering Sr. used a gun to compel Texas doctors to stop arranging for George Jr.'s organ donations and to give treatment a second look. While his father spent time in jail, the younger George Pickering made a full recovery. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.